The age of oil is giving away to the age of gas. This has huge implications for us and for Australia's energy industry. And this is where we're going to see constant news headlines now. Less than a year ago, we took a bus trip to the Darling Downs farmlands. Activist Drew Hutton hosted the day. On the bus, we were shown the film Gaslands, which quite a few people have seen now, and it's going to be shown at the local All Saints Anglican Church shortly. And Gaslands is about what is happening with coal seam gas drilling across the United States. Then we were taken around farms on the black soil farmlands of the Darling Downs and across to Tara. A large group of farmers spoke to us about their farms and the soil and the water aquifers under them, and it left a powerful impression on us. We had never heard of coal seam gas or fracking before, and now it alarmed us deeply. I went home and wrote a report from the detailed reports taken that day, and you can find those reports on Transition the Grove's website. I'll make sure that there is a link to them with the downloads for today's program. Now, coal seam gas exploration and mining is all over our headlines. It's moving into suburbs. It's threatening water supply aquifers right across Queensland and New South Wales. It is threatening some of our very best food and wine growing regions. At the same time, the Queensland government is salivating at the prospect of the revenues it will bring to the state. Exploration rights are being approved as fast as at the height of an old-fashioned gold rush. We are becoming a two-speed economy, with our Australian dollar heading higher and higher in value. It's making life very tough for our local retailers, service businesses and tourism. The government claims that the environmental approval process is very tightly controlled, but the science of this coal seam gas industry is struggling along well behind. There are no assurances that we won't damage the underground water aquifers or our precious black soils, and it seems nothing at all will stand in the way of those approvals being given. Approvals within 500 metres of homes have been delayed slightly, but nothing more than that. They are going ahead with platitudinous, soothing words to residents. Residents and farmers are not only worried for their health and the destruction of farmlands and aquifers, property prices are plummeting and farms becoming unsaleable. At the same time, we're seeing the mining companies spending big advertising dollars to tell us on the television that it's all right. The ownership of the mines and the gas is rapidly slipping out of Australian hands. We seem utterly unwilling as a nation to put in place laws that keep ownership of strategic assets such as energy resources, valuable minerals, farmlands and property in Australian hands. Now it is the Chinese buying up anything of value faster than we can even blink. But there was a very high level of foreign ownership before as well. Australians are rapidly seeing their country belonging to foreign interests. Foreign owners are starting to leverage their ownership to put up prices on commodities sold to Australian markets, or to completely bypass Australian markets and to nationalistically supply only to markets in their own country. I'm pretty sure that we do not have coal below us here in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley, but we are still affected by the huge changes going on in the energy from gas industry. Locals here are already losing the jobs they had and already seeing work opportunities further out associated with the gas industry. Local businesses are being affected by the high Australian dollar. This week there was a huge announcement from the Queensland government of a solar power generating plant with a gas booster. This closely mirrors the Beyond Zero Energy proposal for solar power generating plants only with salt storage. But it is choosing gas boosters over salt storage. Gas boosters are the older technology, while salt storage is the state of the art. But Queensland has gas. It is a move towards solar, but it is hanging on to the fossil fuels that are the problem. Gas emits about half the carbon that oil emits, and substantially less than coal, but it is still a carbon-based fuel. 80% of our electricity generation is coal-fired, and gas is called green energy, but it is still carbon-emitting. Coal, of course, continues to be our biggest export earner. We have 50 years reserve of coal. Gas reserves are closer to 20 to 30 years. We keep increasing our energy demand. Our population continues to grow. We are growing economically, and that drives growth in energy consumption through greater use of electrical appliances such as computers, plasma televisions, and air conditioners. It's a certainty that energy will be on the agenda in news for a long time to come, with oil, coal, and gas forefront in our minds here in Southeast Queensland and locally.